Welcome to the Book Basement Podcast, where I, Santi, talk about books 5 times a week. On Mondays, you can expect a longer interview, book review, or other book-related content. The rest of the weekdays, I share a book quote I found interesting and break down its meaning. Join me as we learn more about books, their meanings, and get some amazing reading recommendations along the way. Let's get right into today's episode. Hello and welcome to a book quote episode of the Book Basement Podcast. Today we're going to be breaking down a quote from Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, the thoughts of the great Roman emperor, which he wrote to himself and were then published to a mass audience. Now, if I were Marcus Aurelius, I'm not sure I'd like my personal journal published for many people to see, but lucky for us, he was a very smart man, and his teachings aren't only personal, but apply to the same mass audience they were published to. Through Meditations, we can see that problems in ancient times were very similar to those we have today. So I encourage all of you to go and read Meditations. If you don't want to take my word, take the word of Naval Ravikant, who also recommends it in his book. Well, not his book, it wasn't written by him, but recommended in The Almanac of Naval Ravikant by Eric Jorgensen. He recommends Meditations. So if a smart tech entrepreneur recommends it, then you should read it. And anyways, today's quote is about present times and the reality of death. I know, scary. Today's quote reads, "So discard all else and secure these few things only. Remind yourself too that each of us lives only in the present moment, a mere fragment of time. The rest of life is past or uncertain future." Meditations repeats ideas similar to this over and over. Marcus Aurelius drills it into his head that the only focus should be applied to the present moment. If we break down this passage, we can see that at the beginning, Marcus is reminding himself that this is one of the vital pillars of life. Quote, "Discard all else and secure these few things only," end quote. Next, he says that human experience only exists within the present moment. This is true. Life is just the present. You can only experience the moment you are currently in. He then goes on to add that our lives are a, quote, "mere fragment of time," end quote. There is another point in Meditations in which he mentions the great leaders and empires that once were, and how their existence took up only a minuscule, insignificant moment of time, and how every human life is exactly the same way. This is yet another pillar of Stoic belief, that human life is short, a blink of an eye. Finally, Aurelius concludes by saying, quote, "that rest is life past or uncertain future." Essentially, he's saying only the present matters. Life is finite, so worrying about the future and rejecting or denying past events is a waste of our dwindling time. The only controllable part of life is now. So live in now, focus on now, and let now be how you run your life. There's a great chapter on this in Stillness is the Key by Ryan Holiday. There's also a book that I wanted to read for a while called The Power of Now by a psychologist. I can't remember the name of. And I've read excerpts from the book and it seems scary. It seems like an oddly spiritual book to be written by a scientist. And by reading some of these summaries and by seeing YouTube videos on the book, it seems like it's very loose. And I don't like books that are loose. I like books that communicate a central theme or thesis. Now I know that Meditations isn't necessarily one of those books, but philosophy is different in that way, that you can't have concrete philosophy. It just doesn't exist unless you're speaking of scientific theory within philosophy, which is a whole branch in of itself. But what I'm talking about here is the idea of a central core theme in a book. Now, this, the power of now, the present moment, being the only thing that exists, is something that I still haven't fully internalized. Like, I like to think that there's more to life than just now, but if you truly think about it, no, the only thing that exists is what you're experiencing now. The past is gone and the future is uncertain, as in you don't know that it's even going to happen. So assuming that it will is frivolous, as Marcus Aurelius also says when talking about procrastination later in Meditations. So I think that's just a nice thing to think about, really, how you should just accept the present moment and that things are as they are, since it's the only thing that exists. Time right now is the only time that you can experience, and as abstract and complicated as the thought is, it's a nice one. So keep it with you today as you go along your day. Have a lovely rest of your day, and I hope you live now. Thank you for dedicating your time and listening to this episode. Remember, we also have a weekly newsletter, the Book Basement Bulletin. Sign up by going to the link in the show notes or by visiting thebookbasement.substack.com. Also in the show notes, a link to purchase the book I talked about in this episode. Be sure to leave us a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, as it helps us immensely. Finally, you can follow the podcast on Instagram at bookbasementpod. That is bookbasementPOD. Once again, thank you for stopping by, and I hope to see you soon.